Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is Dr. Mark Krieger. He is the director of the Heart and Vascular Center at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time today.
It's my pleasure, Matt. Thank you.
Pleasure's all mine, and obviously, Dr. Krieger, all eyes on coronavirus right now. Everyone concerned about the spread and the symptoms that go along with coronavirus, but simply because that exists, it doesn't mean that other medical conditions don't exist. They don't take a pause just simply because there's coronavirus, and it's my understanding that Dartmouth-Hitchcock is starting to see an alarming number of late presentations of heart attacks now throughout this pandemic. And these are things that could have probably been avoided if those patients had sought attention when they first saw the symptoms. So I guess to start with, Dr. Krieger, what are some heart attack signs and symptoms that people should be aware of or be looking out for?
Well, you're absolutely right, Matt. Actually, it's been a concern of ours since really the onset of the COVID pandemic, when we realized that we were seeing a lot fewer patients in the hospital with acute heart problems, such as heart attacks. And it raised concerns among us and really among cardiologists across the country that patients were reluctant to come into a hospital, probably because of concerns of being exposed to COVID. Now, as a result of that, patients were most likely having problems at home, having their heart attacks at home, and not coming in when they should have. And what we're seeing now are those who are presenting late, and with complications, as you noted, severe complications. So my plea is for patients to really take ownership of their health, and if they are having symptoms suggestive of a heart attack, so that could be chest pressure, chest pain, severe shortness of breath, things of that nature, they need to seek assistance and do so on an urgent basis.
On the line with Dr. Mark Krieger, director of the Heart and Vascular Center at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. And doctor, why is seeking immediate care when they have those symptoms that you just pointed out, why is that so important? And what can you tell our listeners about the safety of the hospital? What would you tell them about coming in if they are concerned with corona and COVID-19 being the reason that they're not going in?
The phrase we use is time is muscle. If someone shows up here in the midst of a heart attack, we can address that immediately, oftentimes taking them to our heart catheterization laboratory and doing a procedure where we open up a blocked artery. And if we can do that soon enough, the heart muscle is more likely to survive. If we don't get the opportunity to do that in a timely manner, that heart muscle may die, and as a result of that, the patients may suffer the consequences of impaired heart function and a condition known as congestive heart failure. And in worst case scenario, of course, they may not survive.
Right.
So I'm encouraging patients, if they have these symptoms, to show up so we can do something to help preserve their heart and save their life. The hospital is safe. We've had plenty of time to prepare and make it a safe environment for patients. So yes, we are dealing with some COVID-19 patients, but we also have set up very safe areas for the patients who present with other medical problems, such as heart disease. We have appropriate PPE, personal protective equipment. And we're finding that our patients who come in for reasons other than COVID are placed in a safe environment, are being treated appropriately, and are doing well.
On the line with Dr. Mark Krieger, director of the Heart and Vascular Center at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. And obviously, doctor, one of the main things you can do as a person is to try to prevent some of these problems that you may incur, medical issues that you might have. So what can people do at home to reduce the risk of heart attack and hopefully not put themselves in that situation in the first place?
That's always a good question, Matt, and the advice is longstanding. There are many things that patients can do to help preserve their heart health. Of course, a heart healthy diet is absolutely important. Exercise is important. Mm-hmm. And being seen on a regular basis by a clinician, identifying those factors that might contribute to heart disease, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and getting each of those effectively treated. All of these things in the aggregate will reduce the risk of heart disease and heart attacks in particular.
Great information, important information to get out right now. Dr. Mark Krieger, Director of the Heart and Vascular Center at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, thank you so much for taking the time today. I hope to talk to you again soon. Stay healthy and stay safe.
Thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure, and the same to you.